This Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI has launched an urgent and dramatic appeal to the people and authorities in Syria and Libya, and also to the international community to put an end to the violence that is afflicting both nations and seek accord through negotiation and dialogue.
Seguo con viva preoccupazione i drammatici crescenti episodi di violenza in Syria.
In a strongly worded appeal that came at the end of the Sunday Angelus prayer, the Pope said that he was following with great concern the dramatic and growing violence in Syria, which he said has caused numerous deaths and severe suffering.
Invito i fedeli cattolici a pregare.
The Holy Father invited Catholic faithful around the world to pray that efforts for reconciliation prevail over division and hatred. In addition, he renewed an urgent appeal to the Syrian authority and population for peaceful coexistence to be restored as soon as possible, and for an adequate response to the legitimate aspirations of the citizens, respecting their dignity and for the benefit of regional stability.
Nel rispetto della loro dignità e a beneficio della stabilità regionale.
The Pope said his thoughts also go to Libya, where the force of arms has not resolved the situation.
La forza delle armi non ha risolto la situazione. Esorto gli organismi internazionali.
The Holy Father urged the international organizations and those who have political and military responsibilities to revive with conviction and determination the search for a peace plan for the country through negotiation and dialogue.
Attraverso il negoziato ed il dialogo costruttivo.
Since February, civil war has torn Libyan civil society apart, with rebels in Benghazi in a de facto stalemate against the Gaddafi-backed army troops in Tripoli, while NATO airplanes continue targeted airstrikes of the capital, which have caused civilian victims. Sunday was also the second time that Pope Benedict has appealed for a peaceful solution to the crisis racking Syria. But as the Pope launched his plea, scores of tanks and armoured vehicles are reported to have entered the eastern Syrian city of Deir al-Zour after a heavy bombardment that began before dawn Sunday morning. The Apostolic Nuncio in the country, Archbishop Mario Zanari, says the Pope's appeal shows how much the Holy Father has the region at heart. Archbishop Zanari also underlines that Syria was and still is an exemplary country in terms of harmony between different religious confessions, for mutual respect between the Muslim majority and Christian minority. Also reacting to the papal appeal, the Melkite Greek Catholic Patriarch of Damascus, Gregoire III Laham, adds that the Christians in the country are not afraid of Islam, but rather of a chaos taking over similar to that in Iraq. The Patriarch also appeals to the international community, Europe and the United States in particular, to find a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian question, which he says is of greatest importance for the Arab nations in the region and the region's future. Finally, the Patriarch appeals to the Arab peoples of the Middle East, Christian and Muslim, to love one another. He says they can, with the love of God, Christians and Muslims together, overcome this tragic crisis and situation and continue on a path towards peace, progress, freedom and democracy in the Arab world. But on the ground, facing mounting international condemnation, including from Syria's regional allies, President Bashar al-Assad continues to defend the military campaign against dissent in the country. In a phone conversation on Saturday evening, UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon urged Assad to stop the use of military force against civilians immediately. While on Sunday, the Arab League Secretary-General, Egyptian-born Nabil El Erbi, issued a statement expressing growing concern and strong distress over the deteriorating security conditions in Syria due to what he called escalating violence and military operations in Hama and the Deir al-Zour cities, as well as other areas across the country. On Sunday alone, activists on the ground reported over 60 people killed in the military operations, a toll they expected to rise. The activists say at least 1,650 civilians have been killed and tens of thousands arrested since the uprising began in mid-March. However, access to Syria has been severely restricted for international observers and journalists, and it is rarely possible to verify accounts by witnesses and those on the ground. The UN Special Rapporteur on Extrajudicial Summary and Arbitrary Executions, Christoph Haynes, however, says he is worried about the killings, but also about the tactics used by the authorities to quell the ongoing demonstrations.
Well, I think they should immediately cease using live rounds and using military equipment against civilian protesters. And of course, the latest reports concern Hama and the RC Square, but not only there, other parts of the country as well. And then, of course, the political processes need to take their course, because eventually they have to solve the problems within their own country as well.
That was the UN Special Rapporteur on Extrajudicial Summary and Arbitrary Executions, Christoph Heinz.